The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As I record this, it's the day after Valentine's Day. That's the day of lovers, you might say. I did a podcast about Valentine's Day. It's called The Ups and Downs of Valentine's Day. It was number 74. And in it, I talked about the different kinds of love. Because we say it's a day of lovers. Well, it's interesting because the Greek language has four different words for love. And it really helps us to understand more clearly what we're saying rather than just, I love you. And if you want to look that up, that's again podcast number 74. Yesterday, on Valentine's Day, we went out to eat, and I had given her flowers, some yellow roses with some other purple flowers in there. They're very pretty, very pretty. You know, my wife and I, we've been married for, golly, 40 years now, and we always say and show each other our love. We say it to each other. We show each other that we love each other. Dinner, flowers, especially for that day, it's something different. It's something special, and therefore it makes the day special, and it makes each other feel very special. Now, flowers themselves are very unique in and of themselves. They're, well, for a person who's blind, they have a beautiful scent. They feel nice, and if you can see, they're beautiful and colorful. They're just a very special thing. And you know, on Valentine's Day, I've heard a couple advertisements where you know, don't give your wife a vacuum cleaner, give her flowers from our store. The idea is, if you give a vacuum cleaner, well, what's a vacuum cleaner? But it's practical, it's useful. It's needed, but flowers. On the other hand, their life is short. There's really no redeeming quality of them, other than it can make you smile and they smell nice, or it can make you sneeze. But giving something like flowers, well, it's impractical, really. Especially to a practical person, there's no practical purpose. So if you give flowers, it's saying, you know, this is special. It's different. And it's not for practical uses. It's to say, I love you. And because it's not practical, and because it won't last long, it actually demonstrates that. In some ways, you might say you're sacrificing. You're spending money on something that will only last a short time. So you're sacrificing the time, the energy to get the flowers, just to give to that person so that they can smile and enjoy not just the beauty and the color and the scent of that, but the beauty and the color and the wonderful fragrance of a relationship, a good relationship. That's what Valentine's Day and flowers is about. And as I stop and think about that, you know, really, we get this type of love from God. Because isn't that exactly what God did? He gave something to humanity, you might say. He gave his son, Jesus. In some ways, it's impractical. It wouldn't be used by everybody. Probably would have been more practical for God to smunch the world and humanity and just start on over. But instead, he gave his son to die to forgive our sins. And he knew that not everyone would believe. He knew that some would waste it. And that's why it's called love. Flowers. They're a very interesting thing. They bring smiles and happiness and because of what they mean and what they show. There's one other verse I was thinking about in the Bible. It's from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is of the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. In this verse, Peter was talking about how the grass and the flowers, they can be pretty, they can be nice, but they wither, they die, the flower falls off. But there's one thing that will remain, the Word of God, the promises of God, and everything He has said in His Word. And that's why we study God's Word, because we know that even as a flower may die, as people die, as other things fade away, not God. He remains constant. And so, it's an interesting contrast, I guess you'd say. Yeah, that's the right word, a contrast. Between a flower that will wither and fade away, that doesn't have much meaning or purpose other than for the moment, and God's Word, which will remain forever, which will be true, and which will give lasting value. Kind of neat. And so when I give flowers, that's what I think about, is how not only will my wife enjoy them and know that I love her and she is my special Valentine, but also that God loves me and He gave His best, and that it will never fade, it will never die. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank You for Your great love. Thank You that it brought You to this world to take away our sin. Help us, Lord, to understand the value of sacrifice, even as You did, or as lovers do on Valentine's Day, and sacrifice of time and energy to say, I love You. Help us, Lord, to do that for other people so that they can see You reflected in us. This we ask in Your name, Jesus. Amen. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Let me know about your Valentine. Maybe a very special Valentine that you had, or in which you gave something, or somebody gave something to you. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.